Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you. It's been a while since we've had the gang back together. Isaac in the producer's booth, Rose Gray here for the show, and I'm Dayton Kane. Thank you for joining us on the Fox World Travel Show.
That's
Rose!
That's because you were traveling.
I know.
How was that?
Nashville is a very fun place. We went for 3 days. We thought one more day might have been good, so 4 days. We went Wednesday to Saturday. I think had we gone Tuesday or stayed till Sunday, it might have been...
And there was an awards show going on at that time, right?
Wednesday night when we got there at about 2 in the afternoon on Wednesday. Wednesday night was the CMA Awards.
Oh, okay.
So we weren't invited. We didn't buy tickets. We didn't go in. But everywhere you went down on Broadway, everybody was decked out in their sequin gowns and their tuxedos and suits. And we did not see a celebrity, though.
Oh, I thought maybe you would have. But
no.
Yeah, so what fun was that? My gosh. And this is a great time of the year to be traveling because you're definitely off season. Now, you didn't maybe feel that Wednesday night, but did you get a little sense of that Thursday?
Actually, Friday? Wednesday wasn't bad. Thursday and Friday were crazy down there.
Yeah. Maybe there's no time at Nashville that's not crazy anymore.
Yeah.
So we had a great week at Fox World Travel. The vacation team comprised of all of the frontline travel advisors, the behind the scenes people, our support people, our tech people, about 80 people. We closed the offices. We haven't done the executive chairman let us all know that this has never happened before, that we closed all the offices and got together. And man, was it cool just to be in everybody's presence and just to see people face to face. I mean, we have virtual agents from all different states.
Sure.
Flew them all in.
Wow.
And the leadership team took us all on and allowed us to ask any questions we wanted, which was hilarious and informative, and just gave you a sense of Fox family and what a great company it is to work for and how blessed we are to be in the travel business.
Yeah. So, you guys win awards every year.
We do. We win lots and lots of awards. In fact, it was about winning awards, and it was about showing us what every other, what the teams individually have accomplished and what together we have accomplished. And so it was really great. And honestly, the amount of money that Fox reinvests in the company by way of technology is mind-blowing to me. It's just crazy. It's not only on the business travel side, but I mean, we talked a lot about AI, and AI scares people, and it shouldn't. It's going to be such a help, such a tool that we can use as we're moving forward. So, yeah, so that was very exciting. Then over the course of my out and aboutness yesterday and the day before, I ran into two separate people who said the same thing to me that I did want to address. They said, "So I heard that the best day to buy travel is November 28th.
Okay.
And I was like, where did this come from? So I Googled it, and apparently after Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all of that happens, there is a theory. Everyone doesn't subscribe to this theory, but there is a theory out there that there are deals to be had if you're looking for travel packages.
Okay.
So this one of the individuals that was talking to me said, I should always buy my airline tickets on a Tuesday, right? Well, there is a...
I have heard that rumor.
And that's a myth, kind of. Back, way back in the old days, that may have been true. But there are hundreds of thousands of fares being filed every single day. And so I can't imagine that it's all happening on Monday night. So Tuesday...
Right.
It doesn't make sense to me. But this is what I tell people, and I've held to this from the time I got into the travel industry and from the time I've been doing this show. This is what we talk about. If you have a need for an airline ticket, you've got a graduation, you've got a wedding, you've got a new baby coming, you've already booked accommodations, and now you're booking airfare to match that accommodation, whatever it might be, if you've got a need to be somewhere and your dates are rather specific, start watching about 330 days out. That's when the major carriers put their fares and schedules out there.
Okay.
The other carriers, that being the low cost and the super low cost carriers, usually put theirs out about 6 months in advance, that being Southwest, JetBlue, Allegiant, Frontier. So you've got that kind of window of opportunity. But as you're watching that airfare, if you're just seeing it go up, you maybe just want to jump on it and then never look back.
Right.
That's the whole thing. You know, if you look back a month and a half later and you say, whoa, I could have saved $90, but would you have been out the time and effort and anxiety that it took you for the next 90 days to keep watching and watching and watching and deciding to pull the trigger, buy the ticket, put it aside and be done with
it. Or heaven forbid, there are no seats left and you don't have a ticket.
Precisely, precisely. Now, I was just on one of our River Cruise partners chat page on Facebook, and somebody was lamenting the fact that they had already purchased their 2024 River Cruise, and now there was a Black Friday sale going on, and the cruise line would not offer that to them. It was for new bookings only. However, their deposit of $500, which is non-refundable, was a mere drop in the bucket compared to the $2,500 they were going to save. So they were going to cancel and rebook it and then still save $2,000 on that river cruise. So games to be played for sure. There are Black Friday sales coming out. That's going to happen. However, at Fox World Travel, we've partnered with Apple Vacations, and we've been having Black Friday. That's what they call it. Friday. Got it?
Yeah.
Deals for the last several weeks. And those are still going on. So that those same people that were asking me about when's the best time to buy travel, Tuesdays, and is the November 28th thing legit and all that kind of thing, are also still looking for spring break space.
Okay.
Now, partnering with Air Only and then putting that whole to hell package with it didn't look real promising to me. But when I looked this morning, there are still opportunities for you with nonstop air out of both Milwaukee and Chicago to Puerto Vallarta, Jamaica, Cabo, Cancun, Riviera Maya, a number of others. So there is still spring break space out there. I also did find a little bit of Christmas space if you're willing to go out of Chicago and you're a little bit flexible, mostly Dominican Republic and Cancun, Riviera Maya.
All right, so check that out. FoxWorldTravel.com is a website. If you want to put in some information on the Contact Us page, they can help you out there as well. Get your questions in for Rose, 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Going to be sunny, breezy, and 55 today. Currently sitting at 41. So a little chilly out there still when you came in.
Okay, I'm going to go to the Badger game tonight.
Oh,
so I just told you off the air. That gives everybody an extra couple hours to get nice and juiced up before the game. Is it going to be a raucous, wild game? Probably.
Probably. Let's go to the phones. We do have a call here from Jonathan in Chicago. Good morning, Jonathan. Thanks for listening. What's your question?
Good morning. I'm a 1K on United, and I fly throughout the world. I got a ticket to Wimbledon for next summer, and I've been looking at the airfares on the major carriers for next summer. I would leave on the 4th of July and come back a couple days later. And they're all very high fares. There's no kind of discount L class fares or anything like that. When do those all come out?
I don't know that they will put that lower category back in the inventory. So as you're well aware, because you do this so much, this is a yield management situation. And so those buckets where those lower fares reside may never have been filled. They might have started out with the fourth highest fare and the fifth highest fare and the sixth highest fare and never put anything in those L-class fares. They may have dumped some in that basic economy bucket just because they need to entice those people who are willing to fly like that and suffer the consequences of that decision.
Yeah.
But other than that, then those next several levels, it's very common for them to leave those empty and move on up to the next because they know what's going on. So if you keep on watching it and it's not going down and you've got those tickets, you've got to go to that event, absolutely, you've almost got to decide when you're going to pull the trigger on something like that. It's a tough decision.
Good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John. 855-616-1620. This text here says, we are a family of seven. We have taken a cruise before, but it's so rushed, it seemed like. Times on land were only a few hours. Can you recommend a cruise line and specific ship or trip that's where they spend more time at port? Or maybe an all-inclusive trip that's more tropical?
Yeah. So that, you know what? That might be the answer. Maybe you're not a cruiser. You know, I am, at the end of this month, going to go to Fort Lauderdale to go look at Celebrity's new ship, The Ascent. And that's what they do. They have the media come, and then they have the travel professionals come, and they want to wow you with this ship.
Right.
Sometimes we get so caught up in the ship itself that we forget what it is, what's the purpose of the cruise, what's that itinerary like. And there are some people that they're about the cruising. They like,
they love being out there, the activities.
They like the activities on the ship, and they love the fine dining, and they love that whole aspect of it, that the itinerary is secondary. On the other hand, there are people who say the itinerary is absolutely the most important thing. The ship is just my floating hotel to get me there. This sounds like that scenario. Now, the reason that I have always been much a bigger fan of all-inclusives is because I need to relax. I go for my life and my job. And when I am on a true vacation, I just want to relax. And so I find it more relaxing to be at an all-inclusive resort where I can choose when I'm going to go on an excursion and when I'm going to leave the property. Now, I know you've told me there are some times you don't even leave the property.
Yeah, the last trip, we didn't even leave. Yeah. The whole time we stayed on premise.
So in that case, it's the all-inclusivity as well as the amenities that the hotel is offering you, and the warm weather, of course. So that's kind of a double-edged sword there. That's a question that you have to kind of resolve in your own mind as to what is it that I'm looking for. Now, there are some itineraries that are much more, have many more ports of call. And so the true cruiser who wants to see as much as possible wants to jam in as many ports of call as possible, where there are some cruise lines that maybe even on a 7-day only have 4 ports of call, maybe 3 ports of call, and you're at sea a lot more. And if you're enjoying that kind of itinerary, it's because you wanted to relax and enjoy the ship kind of a thing. So my best advice is to sit down with one of our travel consultants, or do it over the phone, or do it virtually, and ask one of the advisors, let's talk this through. What have you got for me? Because there are itineraries out there that are much more laid back.
866-GO-FOX-GO if you want to call them during the week. Otherwise, foxworldtravel.com is the website where you can fill out that contact us form, and they'll get in touch with you and get you the right person for the job. So we do need to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton here with Rose. The old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Let's get into some text. Good morning. Going to Hawaii week of April 7th, 2024. When's a good time to buy airline tickets? I think we've kind of addressed that twice already. But does not seem like there's any advantage going from Chicago. Would Fox work just to do airline tickets? So Dave's kind of questioning the airline part of it.
Yes, we absolutely do. Do we focus on that? Do we advertise that? Do we brag about that? Not so much, because it was, I think, back in the 80s when the airlines stopped paying airlines commission. Paying travel agents commission. It was just a fact of life. I will never forget, as long as I live, the VP of sales running through my office. The office is saying, don't sell blank airline anymore. They just cut our commission. We used to get 10% and they cut it to 8%. And then it went to 5%. And then it went to 3%. And then it was non-existent. And then all the airlines stopped paying us commission. And that's when travel agents no longer could say, I can do an airline ticket for you for free. Why would we? We monitor your schedule changes. We get your seat assignments. We put your frequent flyer number in there. All the things that you could do. I know there's people out there listening right now say, well, Rose, I can do that myself.
Yep.
Yes, you can.
But do you want to?
But do you want to? And so we will charge a fee for that. And so if you want to buy a round trip ticket from Milwaukee to Orlando, be my guest. That's pretty cut and dry. If you're doing a complicated Europe itinerary, or you're doing a destination that has so many carriers servicing that destination that you're seeing things all over the board and you're not clear about what is this basic economy fare versus what is this premium economy fare, and where, what perks and ancillary services like bags and seat assignments do I get with this fare, then pay the fee and let the professionals do that for you.
Yeah.
So yes, we absolutely do airline tickets. It's just a matter of the fee that you pay for us to manage that reservation.
We flew to Nashville, and our friend that we went with does all that. She is into it. She loves it. She loves planning trips, which was awesome.
Yes.
Because she was like our travel advisor. She just took care of the flights to Nashville and booked the apartment we stayed in. And we just sent her the check of the half we owed, which was great.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Thank you, Lisa, for that. That's nice.
Exactly.
Because I'm not the kind of person that wants to do that myself. I would rather pay somebody to take care of that and worry about it than me do
and,
it.
And so. Again, Lisa probably did a fine job.
She did.
Nashville is pretty easy.
Right.
But if you wanted to take 20 people to Costa Rica, would you let Lisa do that?
No, I would not. That's why we go with Fox World Travel when we do our trips. So one quick question here. We're staying one extra day in Vancouver after our Alaskan cruise with Colleen. Do you recommend getting Canadian currency for such a short visit?
It's not really necessary. You know, everybody, cabs and Uber, all of the things that you would be using are going to take credit cards.
Right.
So there really is no need for that. But I will tell you, if somebody came from Canada and tried to give you Canadian currency for a service, you wouldn't want it.
No.
So if you're thinking through your day, you're at 24 hours that you're going to be there, and you can think of some reason you might need to have cash, maybe it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of you buy too much and then you have to return it, and that's always a pain.
All right. It is a Fox World Travel Show. We'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Right now, we go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Sunny, breezy, 55 today, currently at 42. The sun is shining. It's Saturday, and we thank you for joining us. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. 855-616-1620 is our number. Let's go to Nancy in Green Bay. Good morning, Nancy. What's your question?
Hey, good morning. We have decided to do something a little out of the box rather than doing the usual warm weather February vacation, and we're going to be taking the second sailing of the Sun Princess.
Oh, fun.
So we're leaving. We're going 2 days early to Rome, and then the ship itself leaves on February 18th. So we know it's going to be cooler, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I won't be as busy in it. But I've been to Italy, northern Italy, twice. But it has been in group situations, and we're going to be on our own for 2 days in Rome. So what can we expect? I mean, you can read about it, but it'd be fun to hear from somebody
who's
been there.
So I definitely recommend that anything you are considering doing, like the Vatican Museums, the Colosseum, you have tickets in advance. Because even though you are going during a low season, there is nothing more gut-wrenching than pulling up to that Vatican and seeing the line all the way down the street for people waiting to get tickets to get in. And I've been there a number of different months. I can't recall if I've ever been there in February, but I've certainly been there in what would be considered off season. And there still is a line for those people who didn't do it. The other thing that you then get when you do something like a private or a group type tour, but it's scheduled, is you're going to get a guide. And typically they are very, very well-versed English-speaking guides that are going to give you a much better overview than having you wander through this facility without any guidance at all, or even one of those little audio systems that you can purchase. It's just a much more personal experience when you can have a human being showing you around. And the Colosseum is even tougher to get into, actually, than the Vatican these days. So if those two things are on your list, I would still go ahead and figure out what days I was doing those and get some kind of an entrance, and even something where I would have a guide with me if that's of interest to you. The other thing is, it's pretty easy to get around. You know, you go to the Spanish Steps and you go, you know, to all the places that you want to go. And it's pretty easy to get around in Rome.
Our hotel actually said they get you with a transfer shuttle to the Spanish Steps.
Okay.
We're apparently about a mile and a half from there.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. So again, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. If somewhere along the line you feel like you just absolutely have to have a dinner reservation, you can do that in February. I don't know that that's actually very necessary. And it's a giant city, and you've probably read and heard it's pickpocket heaven. So just be super duper duper cautious with your personal items.
Okay. Cool. Thank you so much.
Have the best time ever. Bon voyage. Yeah. Fun.
Thanks for calling, Nancy. Have a great weekend. All right. Hi, Rose. Will Fox World Travel be offering a hub and spoke trip to Italy again in 24 or 25?
25, probably. I don't know 24 because our 24 is pretty full already. If you look at our website, foxworldtravel.com, and go under the vacation tab, you'll find Fox Group Vacations. We're pretty full right now, but it was such an amazing success that I very much believe that that will happen again in 25. The texter is referring to the trip that we did with Scafidi and then duplicated 9 days later, right, where we actually stayed in Monte Catini, aka Tuscan region, and stayed there for 7 days and did day trips. And it was very, very well received.
The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. We haven't been to Disney World since the pandemic. I hear that the rates have climbed. What about percentage increase should I expect?
Yeah, so it's very hard for me to answer that question just by saying it went up this much, because Disney has now gone to what is called, you had a great
surge pricing,
surge pricing.
Uber does.
Thank you. So when you look at the tickets, it's based on tier 0 through tier 6. Tier 0 being the most off-peak, lowest attendance days, like thinking the first 2 weeks of December probably, or the second week of January. Those are not big, big, big time. I'm looking actually at the calendar right now, and it is a color-coded tiered system, and it's all over the board. I mean, October, tier 5. So tier 6 is the most expensive you can pay, and tier 0 is the least. November 1, November, the week of November 6th, the week of November 14th, those were all tier 0. Almost all of January, with the exception of the weekends, are tier 0. So it's all over the board. A tier 1 ticket is about $119, and a tier 6 is about $194. So that's the difference that you're going to pay. So if you have a weekend day in there, you're going to pay a little bit more. Then there's park hopper passes. And this is a perfect opportunity for me to say to this texter and all those of you who are listening, we have a Disney Vacations dream team.
Yeah.
They do it all. And when I bite the bullet and go to Disney again, because my poor granddaughter did not get to go, I will just hand the whole thing over to the dream team and just say, please do this for me, because I can't. I can't. I don't
have the experts do what they do.
Yes.
Okay. Another one here says, what do you think of United Airlines' new seating policy?
I guess we're going to give it a go, right?
We
don't have a choice. I'm not going to not fly them just because they have this new seating policy. Anytime an airline is trying to improve a process, let's go for it, right? A service, a process. It always made more sense to me to say, why don't you just board from the back of the plane? Right? Doesn't that just make sense?
That makes sense.
But then people who had the roller bags, the people who don't want to check luggage, and we've talked about why people don't want to check luggage. They don't want to pay, for one thing. They also don't want to get off the plane and go directly to the baggage carousel and then wait and wait and wait for the baggage to come out. It's frustrating and annoying and all of that. So with that said, they've got to come up with a way to make it a better experience for their passengers all the way around. Now, they are saying that in the next several years, all of United Airlines' baggage overhead bins are going to be refitted so that there is more room up there. Because you've been on some planes where...
Just bigger space?
Bigger space.
Yeah, because you can't make it longer.
You can't make it longer, but you can make it deeper, right?
Okay.
So it's coming down a little bit more. So, yeah, and all we can do is try. Now, I did have an example of somebody that told me that she... I used this when I was talking to Libby about this last week, that there was a couple that said they were on... They got two different group boardings, because they were traveling together and what and they would not accommodate them.
Right.
I came to find out later upon further investigation with this person I was talking to, they were not on the same reservation. If you were on the same reservation, they're not going to say, Dayton, you go ahead. You've got the window seat. You board first. And now your wife, you stay there, Mrs. Kane, because you're not getting on this plane. You're traveling with them. You're on the same reservation. You are going to be in the same boarding group and you can get on. And if by some crazy happenstance, the system doesn't give you both the same group, you go to that that gate agent and say, we didn't get the same group. We're boarding together. And they will say, fine.
Okay. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talking text line. We're going to take a break. More of your calls and texts when we come back. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. Time flies when you're having fun. Only a couple segments left to get to you. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Another text here says, staying at Iberostar Selection Paraiso Maya Suites in Riviera Maya in January. Do you know anything about this hotel?
I do. So Iberostar is a chain, a well-respected Spanish chain that has resorts literally all over the world. They have them in honestly, Africa, Europe, and the Americas and Mexico. And then in Mexico, you can find a number of resorts because they've been so popular for so long. What Iberostar has done is for their upgraded properties, they now call those selection resorts. So that's going to be one of their better sometimes they're called grands and sometimes they're called selections. That's an upgraded resort. Again, I would go with an upgraded resort whenever I have the opportunity to do that, simply because your restaurant choices are going to be better.
Yeah.
Your a la carte restaurants you're going to have more selection. Your service level is probably going to be a little bit bigger. And when you're in a complex like this particular property is, you have reciprocity with the entire complex. So that cannot be said with the lower end of the spectrum on these at these resorts. They can't come on your property, but you can go on their property.
Right. So there's four in this particular location,
that's right? Yep.
And so they're at the top level, so they can hit all four resorts.
Exactly. And it just makes you feel a little bit more special, because if you really do need to take a walk, or you really do need to get away, or you really do need to find a different restaurant to eat at or something of that nature, you can do that.
Okay. One more text before we take our final break. Four adults plan a trip to Portugal mid-March. Flights to Madrid are direct and less expensive. Does it make sense to rent a car and drive a loop from Madrid to Porto, Lisbon, and back to Madrid, or pay to use the Lisbon airport?
Well, it just depends what your itinerary allows for. Keep in mind that no matter where you go, you're going to have to park that car. And I just thought of this today as I was driving downtown, and I'm seeing how blessed we are to have as many downtown hotels here in Milwaukee as we do. There's more than ever. That used to be an issue. But there's Hilton parking, and there's Cambria Suites, and there's a Hampton. But no matter where you park, there's a fee to get in that parking lot. They're not letting you park at that hotel free because you're in a downtown. So what does your itinerary look like? Do you have the opportunity to ditch the car somewhere? You know, are you going to pick it up in Madrid and then drop it in Porto, or are you going to actually use it? And what does parking look like for that vehicle for the whole time?
Yeah, that'll start to add up.
And then also you have to make sure that as you're renting a car in one country, you know for sure you can take it into another country.
Oh.
Now, that particular situation is pretty common, that people cross that border and that's not that big of a deal. But there have been situations where people did not do the investigation and did not use a travel professional, only to find out that when they picked up the car, they found in the terms and conditions they could not take the car to the country they were going to.
All right. The Fox World Travel Show. When we come back, we talk giving the gift of travel for Christmas. It is WTMJ. We thank you for listening.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Thanks for joining us. We are like, what, 5 weeks away from Christmas?
It's very true. It's very true. So I was on with Mercure, and we talked about gadgets and travel accessories that you can purchase that person on your Christmas list that travels so much. But then we also need to talk a little bit about, does it make sense to buy a airline ticket or a cruise for somebody? How do you do that? And I just feel like we need to make sure we understand that you are either going to ruin the surprise by saying to them, I want to give you a cruise. Could you travel the last week of January?
Right.
Or you guts it and you book it and then find out they can't travel.
That would be the worst.
Yeah. I've told the story many, many times since I've been doing this show about a contractor that wanted to buy all of his crew a cruise. He bought 4-day cruises to the Bahamas. And he did it in a way that it was winter, of course.
Right.
They were less busy. And they took one crew guy, one crew boss, and took his team, and they were going to go this week, and he had three teams, and that's how that he worked that all out, only to find out that there was one woman who ran out crying at the Christmas party when this benevolent boss bestowed these beautiful gifts on these people because she was frightened beyond belief of the water and would not consider going on a cruise. And then one of the other people were unable to take it because they wouldn't fly.
So those tickets went to waste?
Right. Well, what we ended up doing is back in those old days, we could resell and get another name on it. But now they're non-refundable. There's nothing you can do about that. So the airfare one, we were able to overcome. They allowed them extra days off and they drove down to the cruise.
Wow. Well, that was nice. Yeah, what a nice boss.
It was a very
nice
boss.
Hope Eric's listening.
Yeah, very, very nice boss. But then I'm just saying it's...
So what's a better solution?
Solution is a gift certificate. And of course, it's going to sound self-serving because I'm going to say, why not give a Fox World Travel gift certificate?
Right.
You can use it for everything. You can absolutely use it for everything. But
do they expire?
They do. I believe they're good for 5 years.
Okay.
I think something like that. So there is an expiration on it. We have to.
Right.
Because otherwise, we'd be holding on to that forever and then whatever. But I will tell you this. There are other gift certificates. You can buy airline gift certificates. You can buy Delta Airlines, United Airlines, American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, actual gift cards. And people can apply those to the airline tickets that they're going to purchase.
Right.
So that's a much better choice. You can do the same thing with hotels. You can buy a Hilton or a Hyatt. Now, there are third-party gift cards that you can buy for flights as well as hotels. Those have a 2-year expiration date on them. I'm a little concerned about that short of an expiration date on them. And again, just like sometimes when you see those gift card racks in Target and Walmart and all that kind of thing, sometimes there's a charge to activate them.
Okay.
So you want to look those things up and check that all out. But again, if you there's nothing I think would be cooler than for grandpa and grandma to say, we're giving the entire family a trip to Disney World, and the moms and dads are in on it because they've got to, you know, make sure that the kids can all get off of school and all of that kind of thing. But opening that, I mean, there are so many fun ways you could do that. You could give each kid an opportunity to open a gift, and it's a Disney ornament, and now you're filling the tree as you're doing this, only to say, and now guess what? We're all going for your spring break or next summer. Lots of people have to go in the summer to Disney World. It's perfectly okay. How cool would that be?
That would be awesome. But like you said, it has to be coordinated because you don't want people crying at Christmas because they have a wedding they have to be in that weekend and they can't go or whatever.
Right. And many families say, we're so close, we know everything, but you can't possibly know everything.
Yeah.
You can't know that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I just feel like a gift certificate is just such a much better option for everybody. And so think that through. We are open and can do gift certificates for you 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. We can walk you through the process. We can tell you how that all works. And again, the gift of travel is something that we're hearing more and more from our customers is something they're looking for because they want to give experiences.
Right.
People are tired of stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Often travel is a luxury, right? So as a startup family with kids, maybe that's not on the budget.
That's right.
But grandma and grandpa can help out. Like we're blessed that my mom takes us every other year to a big trip with the whole family. Because that's something we wouldn't be able to afford all the time, right? So it is wonderful, but just make sure you do it the smart way.
Well, and then it's memory making. Right. I mean, it's like you don't have a bunch of pictures where somebody, you know, is opening that one thing. Well, maybe you do because it was like a gift that they absolutely asked for. But you talk for years about, do you remember that time when we were in the Dominican Republic and this happened to Uncle Jim? Do you remember that time we were all together and this happened? Those are the memories we're hoping to help you make at Fox World Travel. Right.
Another great show.
Thank you. Good to see you.
We'll see you next week.
Go Badgers.
All right.
And I will be here next week. You will be here next
year. Both of us here again.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly.
FoxWorldTravel.com. Check it out. Danny Clayton and Annex Wealth Management in next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.